Predicting breakup along the Yukon River isn't that straightforward, but current snowpack, river ice thickness, and cool temperatures are coming together in a perfect storm scenario.
We still have over a foot of snow in the woods right now.
Andy Basich homesteads roughly 12 miles downriver from the city of Eagle.
The ice was close to 5 feet thick and very solid with about 8 inches of snow on it. So all those indicators are pointing towards the possibility of a very high jamming-type breakup here at our place.
Basich and his partner, Kate Rourke, own a small house that's nestled up against a place called Calico Bluff.
We're at kind of the apex of a turn.
That turn in the river made the homestead a prime target for floodwaters back in 2009. Basich and Rourke nearly lost their lives 4 years ago. Along with their 25 dogs, the two were rescued by helicopter off the top of their house. This year, Basich isn't taking any chances.
I built a large raft of about 16 by 20 foot with about 12 barrels underneath of it. And we plan on putting snow machines, tools, a lot of my equipment up on top of that. We just moved our fish rack with about 1,500 fish on it. And then I'm going to start working on building an extension on our upper deck of our porch so that we can have an area to put all of our household goods.
While he finds ways to float his belongings and move them above ground, partner Kate Rourke is moving their dogs. She'll care for them in a small home the two maintain in town.
I still haven't stopped having dreams about water for 4 years, so that'll tell you the impact it has.
Before 2009, Eagle residents used to look forward to breakup. Pat Sanders has lived in Eagle for more than 30 years. In an interview last summer, she recalled a celebratory mood at the onset of warmer weather.
Store owners will leave their stores and run to the riverbank when the ice starts to move. You know, everybody's jovial and happy and noisy and making jokes and barbecues and all sorts of things. And after the 2009 flood, you really didn't see people run to the riverbank when the ice started to move.
Sanders likened her feelings to post-traumatic stress disorder.
Maybe akin to that in a small way, because when you see that ice move, you see it moving and it sort of scares you now.
Anne Millard has similar feelings. She's lived along the Yukon Riverbank for 17 years. Instead of cleaning off her barbecue this spring, she's loading her personal belongings onto a school bus she can move to higher ground.
We have artwork, some things, beading things that I won at the fair, first prize for. So we have artwork like that. We have a cook stove, and we just bought a new Blaze King. And so those things will be taken out and put into the school bus, the storage bus with the motorcycle.
Millard says she's packing a second school bus with household items, just in case she and her husband have to live in it this summer.
You know, it's like my grandma used to say, hope for the best and prepare for the worst. And so we've decided we're going to clear out everything of value in our house. And if we have a house after breakup, then we're going to paint it inside.
Other residents who live along the riverbank got a personal visit from Eagle City Mayor Don Woodruff. He's trying to make those affected by the 2009 flood aware of conditions this year. Woodruff also posted notices around town. They list items to have on hand in the event of a flood or emergency evacuation. And while he's not necessarily a betting man, he says he thinks breakup will likely happen in Eagle before June, but after May 15th. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.